WRCO-FM and WRCO.com Radio Sports. During this sports report, we'll look back at high school basketball girls and boys last night. Phil Nee will stop by. We'll also preview a big wrestling tournament going on at Weston. It's the Ithaca Weston Wrestling Invitational. Bill Twining will preview that for us. He's in studio as well. This sports report is brought to you by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories, and by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Time for Saturday morning sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. In girls high school basketball last night, River Valley and Richland Center did battle in an SWC conference matchup. Phil Nee was there.
River Valley put together a strong second half on the way to a 54-33 win over Richland Center in Southwest Wisconsin Conference girls basketball. The host Hornets led the first 17 minutes of the first half before River Valley took the lead at 15-13 going into intermission. The Blackhawks went on scoring runs of 11-0 and 16-0 during the second half on the way to improving to 8-6 overall and 2-3 in the league. The Hornets continue searching for the first win of the season after 15 losses. The Blackhawks were paced by two players who had strong second halves. Ella Meyer scored 13 in the second stanza, and Lexi DeVinny had 10 of her 13 points in the second 18 minutes. Brooklyn Stokes had 11, Mackenzie Woodhouse 7, Kenley Straka 3, Elizabeth Gostomski and Heidi Hegland each scored 2. River Valley made 4 three-pointers and went 9 for 18 from the free throw line. Richland Center was led in scoring by Ella Weiss with 8. Kylie Burns and J.C. Gander each totaled 6. Jasmine Hazelrig and Libby Ruland each had 3 points. Ella Clements, Charlie Bailey, and Ava Martin each had 2. The Hornets made 2 three-pointers and went 7 for 15 from the line. River Valley won the JV game 49-39 over the Hornets. Last night, Richland Center honored its two WIAA State Girls basketball teams of 2002-2003 and 2003-2004 with a special halftime program. Several women were back from those teams for the festivities. The program is hosted by former assistant coach Michelle Keller. Former head coach Steve Board was given a plaque recognizing his 2023 induction into the Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Association Hall of Fame. Also among the women back for the honors, Brittany Ewing Armstrong.
So great to be back and to be able to see my teammates from so, long ago, but we haven't skipped a beat. It's awesome to be here.
And that's what teams are all about. It's all about family, isn't it?
100%. And that's what made this so special. And I went on to play in college, and it just wasn't the same. It wasn't the same. And it made me so thankful that I had this and that we were able to do this together and build those memories together. And now we get to celebrate it and be together again. Yeah. It's really cool.
Brittany Ewing Armstrong, a member of those state teams at Richland Center High School. Following the 54-33 win, River Valley will prepare for a home conference game against Dodgeville next Thursday. The Hornets will host Prairie du Chien that same night. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other girls' finals, Argyle Pecatonic over Highland 97-32. It was a 71-40 win for Lancaster over Dodgeville. Platteville 55, Prairie du Chien 47, River Ridge upended Judah 53-23. Blackhawk a 69-26 win over Benton. In overtime, Barneveld over Belmont 53-50. Albany Monticello over Potosi Cassville 78-37. Marshall picked up a 42-35 win over Wisconsin Heights. Westfield 52, Mauston 33, and Toma a 35-29 win over Sparta. In boys basketball action, the Seneca versus Ithaca game was postponed. Iowa Grant over Riverdale, 70-59. Fenimore shut down Boscobel, 67-37. It was a win for Kickapoo over DeSoto, 41-39. Royal, 71, Bangor, 46. Hillsboro, a 68-37 win over Brookwood. Luther, 79, Viroqua, 33. Southwestern pulled out a two-point win, 79-77 over Monroe Point. North Crawford, 68, St. Ambrose Academy, 54. Cuba City picked up the win against Darlington, 60-58. Cashin, 37, Wanewalk Center, 34. Baraboo, a 58-50 win over Stoughton. Sparta, 69, Toma, 53. And Lafarge defeated Weston, 72-64. Leading the way for Weston, Isaac Jennings had 20, Garrett Jennings, 18, and Trevor Westfall put in 12 points. Today is the day for the Ithaca Weston Wrestling Invitation being held at Weston High School. We'll have reports throughout the day with David Wermond and WRCO's Bill Twining.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
A year after a snowstorm forced a cancellation of the event, the annual Ithaca Weston Wrestling Invitational will be held today in two gymnasiums at Weston High School. There are 14 teams in the field, including Parkview Albany, which won the last tournament 2 years ago in 2023. Runner-up Wisconsin Dells also returns to a tournament that features area teams Richland Center, Boscobel Wazika Steuben, host Ithaca Weston, and first-time entrants Riverdale and Royal Wanewalk Center. Rounding out the tournament field of teams are holdovers Blair Taylor, Cambridge, River Ridge, and the Holman Varsity Reserves, along with newcomers Oostburg, Verona, and the Eau Claire North Varsity Reserves. There are just two returning wrestlers who have won titles at Ithaca Weston, Ethan Haiti of Richland Center and Wesley Egan of Parkview Albany, both of whom won the event 2 years ago as sophomores, and are two-time state place winners. Action is slated to begin this morning at 9 o'clock at Weston High School. This afternoon, during the lunch break, there will be a special ceremony honoring members of the newly formed Ithaca Weston Wrestling Hall of Fame. 12 individuals will be inducted in an event that was also canceled a year ago, so this will actually be the first class in the Wrestling Hall of Fame. Members will include Weston's initial state qualifier, Lyle Wilds, from the class of 1963, who wrestled at state as both a junior and senior for the Silver Eagles. Ithaca's first state qualifier, Jim Brickle, from the class of 1965. He wrestled at 112 pounds as a junior in the 1964 state meet for the Bulldogs. Ithaca's first champion, Mark Fosterling, from the class of 1982, who was a four-time state qualifier, two-time state champion, and three-time state finalist. He amassed a career record of 107 wins and just 6 losses. Weston's first state champion, Sam Brandt, from the class of 2008, will be inducted today. He was a two-time state qualifier and took first place at 152 pounds as a senior. Don Willis from the Ithaca class of 1966 wrestled as a senior 133-pounder at state for the Bulldogs. Lightweight John Sumwalt from Ithaca's class of 1969 wrestled at state as a 95-pounder in 1967 as a sophomore. Fellow lightweight Bob Lewis from Weston wrestled at 95 in the 1969 state meet. Also in the 1969 state tournament, Weston's Donald Koenig placed 6th at 175 pounds for the Silver Eagles. Ithaca's Bill Larson is being inducted into the Ithaca Weston Wrestling Hall of Fame. He was the Bulldogs' first state place winner, finishing 6th at 185 in 1970. John Fosterling is also being honored for being Ithaca's first two-time state qualifier, competing at state in 1972 and 1973. Two coaches will be honored with their induction today. Steve Waterman piloted the Ithaca Bulldogs for 5 seasons in the formative years from 1964 to 1969. And Jim Albaugh will be inducted also, having coached at Ithaca from 1969 to 74, during which time his teams posted a dual meet record of 66 wins, 12 losses, and 2 ties, a winning percentage of 838. He went on to a distinguished coaching career at the UW Center Richland and at Shawano High School. He is already a member of the Richland Center High School Wrestling Hall of Honor, and in 2012 was inducted into the George Martin Wrestling Hall of Fame. The induction and the establishment of the Ithaca Weston Wrestling Hall of Fame will be today during the lunch break. No specific time, but get there early at Weston High School. We'll have reports on the air throughout the day from the annual Ithaca Weston Wrestling Invitational. For WRCO Sports and David Wormand, I'm Bill Twining.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.